When you hear a show tune from the Great White Way, does a shiver run through ya? Well, we're giving them to ya. Sing hallelujah and shout hooray. Come on along and listen to Broadway to Main Street. USA.
Street. Can't they hear the beat? Magical, mystical, miracle. Can it be? Is it true? Things are impossibly lyrical. Is it me? No, it's you. I do hear a waltz. I see you and I hear a waltz.
Every time I hear the glorious voice of Edie Gourmet, I certainly feel like waltzing and carrying about and dancing in the streets. Well, at least dancing by our radio set. Hello, this is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street, here on 88.3 WLIW-FM, Long Island's only signature, one-of-a-kind, individual NPR station. And that song is from a 1965 show called, you'll be shocked to learn, Do I Hear a Waltz? And it is one of the more remarkable oddities in the canon of the American musical. I love this score. It brings me joy every time I hear it. And it's a real oddity because it is one of the final scores by Richard Rodgers as a composer and one of the initial, hardly the first, but initial musicals by Stephen Sondheim as a lyricist. In fact, the last time he ever wrote lyrics pretty much for anyone else's original music. And the show premiered in 1965. It sort of eked out a year and kind of vanished. Neither man enjoyed making it, which is too bad because I think the score has so much joy and panache and, you know, thrilling vocals to it. How could you come up with something less than interesting, compelling at least, with two giants of the field like that? Well, it began life as a play called Time of the Cuckoo by Arthur Lawrence, who is a frequent collaborator of Sondheim's and a good friend, about a kind of average middle-class woman, slightly middle-aged woman called Leona Samish, who goes to Venice in search of perhaps romance, but at least a nice vacation. And of course, as they say, complications ensue. Shirley Booth played the part on Broadway. Katharine Hepburn played the part in a movie called Summertime. And they first ran aground, I think, in the way they cast this role. But we'll talk about that more in a second. As far as I know, Do I Hear a Waltz did not have an overture in the theater. It's not listed in the playbill, but someone put one together for an album called Curtain Time in 1965. So why not the overture or an overture to Do I Hear a Waltz?
Thank you. incredible day, had an idea and was prompted to say, let's build a city. Where should it be? How about the middle of that sea? Someone drew plans like a set for a stage. Someone spilled colors all over the page. Then they built it. Cookie, you know why? Just so Leona could come here and cry. Can you take me to the Pensione Fioria? Some people cry at hellos and farewells. Some people cry at nostalgia with bells. Some cry at weddings, some at the moon. I cry promptly Mondays at high noon. Some people cry at Vienna or Rome. This one is mine, Cookie, this one is home. Look, they even painted the damn sky just so Leona could come here and cry. A city, where should it be? How about the middle of that sea?
Hey lady, look out! You're gonna fall in!
People cry when they see their old pals. Me, I'm a sucker for chimes and canals. Look, they even painted the damn sky just so Leona could come here and stand like a lump dripping wet with no shoes on.
Well, that was Elizabeth Allen, the Leona from the Broadway Do I Hear a Waltz, singing this wonderful opening number. She falls into a canal in Venice. I was in Venice a couple years ago, and that's all I could do was sing that song as I walked along the canals and the lagoon. It's such a beautiful place. Well, her adventure of self-discovery also involves some American tourists. Of course, you have to have American tourists, perhaps portrayed a little cynically. What else? By Arthur Lawrence in his own libretto adaptation of his play. But here are members of the original cast talking about flying to Italy.
Lloyd tells me,
yes,
never go by plane.
Mm-hmm.
I tell Lloyd,
he does.
Flying is insane.
True.
We agree, we would rather die. We see a brochure and sign for a tour, and what do? We fly!
I think it takes longer to get to the airport than it does to get to Europe.
It starts the minute you check in. Departure time is at noon. A cup of tea and a schnecken, and quick, it's leaving soon. 1 o'clock and you're at the gate. 2 o'clock and the flight's still late. When you finally leave, it's eight. And what do? We fly.
We fly.
What do? We fly.
Have another martini?
Well, I'll force myself.
Every time,
huh? I hate flying.
I agree.
I do never get a rest.
What about you?
I hate planes.
I hate every single one. The crossing was rough, which wasn't enough. The fun hadn't yet begun.
On our plane, we ran into an electrical storm, and there was this lady with a hearing aid.
The seat was throwing my back out, but there I was with a book.
when suddenly there's a blackout, and everywhere I look is a close-up of Doris Day. 90 minutes of Doris Day, there was nothing to do but pray. And how do we go, we fly? Why? How do we go, we fly?
My mother won't even get off the ground.
You should see her.
I hate plans, most of all the sun.
Like me.
I hate plans, even on the ground.
What do you
can't stand plans.
I hate even more than those, the kids in the aisle surrounding you while their parents pretend to doze. I don't think the airlines allow babies unless they promise to cry. The kid I noticed the first was the one who stood on my feet. The kid I hated the worst was the one who kicked my seat. There was one in the left who bit. There was one in the right who spit. There was one in the back I hit. But what did we do? We flew. Ooh, what did we do? We flew.
No. I really couldn't have another one.
It's only water.
Okay.
I hate planes. Never can the down
like me.
I hate planes.
That
always feel I'm trapped.
Do you
can't
say?
Stand
I hate most of all the chow. To know what is what is difficult, but I think I've discovered how. You are just about to fall asleep when they shove a tray at you.
That's true.
The shiny stuff is tomatoes, the salad lies in a group. The curly stuff is potatoes, the stuff that moves is soup. Anything that is white is sweet, anything that is brown is meat. Anything that is gray, don't eat. But what do? We fly. Why? What do? We fly.
You're zooming up like a comet. Your ears are starting to ring. Your neighbor's starting to vomit. There's ice along the wing. As you wait for your palms to dry, you can see your whole life flash by. And they tell you it's fun to fly. Your chances of survival so remote, you're far better off to cut your throat. But who has the time to take the book? What do? We fly.
Well, for me, the secret weapon in Do I Hear a Waltz was Sergio Franchi. And Sergio Franchi was part of this Ezio Pinza, Mario Lanza, Ezio Stuiarti, these Italian tenors who looked fantastic. Maybe they couldn't act so great, but they captured hearts by storm. He was Italian. He had some opera training, and RCA Red Victor picked him up. And, made him into a star. He had all these wonderful Neapolitan Italian albums, and Ed Sullivan loved him. They put Sergio Franchi on the Ed Sullivan Show, I think, 24 times. And here he plays a man by the name of De Rossi, who owns an antique store in Venice. And of course, romantic sparks fly, even though there's a secret in his past. Ha ha ha! This is not from the original cast. This is Sergio Franchi from an album called The Songs of Richard Rodgers, and he is looking for someone like you.
I waited for someone, but somehow I never had looked for someone like you. My chances but I was too clever. I wanted someone like you. Suddenly the door, wonderful surprises were over forever.
Shopping is different in Italy. Look, when you find something you want to buy, what is the first question you ask the shopkeeper?
How much, I suppose.
And when he tells you how much, do you pay?
Right.
Wrong. You say you aren't sure. You look, you handle, you wonder, you frown, you dwell on what is poor. Too big, too little, too orange, too brown, you tell him that you think you see a crack. He tells you it is just the old shellac. You say you saw a better one in Rome a week before. He says that if you did, it must have cost 1,000 more. You say, too rococo, he says, shall I rap at you? Is it real Venetian? He, I can guarantee it. Let me see some others, please. Madam, all we have are these. May I use a check to pay? Madam, anything you say. Will you mend it? We will mend it. Can you send it? We can send it. Will you, madam? Can you, madam? Is it, madam? May I, madam? Let me think it over. I'll come back another day. You start to leave a shop. He smiles, he fusses, he opens the door. You start and then you stop. You smile, you ponder, you wonder some more. You wonder and you wait, and he, the same. Whoever waits the most will win the game. You wander near the goblet, maybe once or maybe twice. You wait until it's closing time and then you ask the price. You say, how much is it? He says, inexpensive you. What is inexpensive? He, only 20,000. That is 20,000, yes. But for you, I'll make it less. Will you make it 1,000,000? No, I'll make it 10,000. 2,000, 10,000. 4,000, 9,000. 5, 8, 7, say. All right, say. Let me think it over. I'll come back another day. You start to live again. You go into the street. And if he follows, then that signals his defeat. And that, you see, is when the bargaining is done. You haven't really saved a single lira, but you've won, 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 won.
That's a song called Bargaining, and that's where Frankie is telling Leona about how to bargain for antiques and goblets, how to haggle, I guess we would say in Yiddish. What a number. What a perforin number. My goodness. Love that. Well, there's a great ballad in Do I Hear a Waltz. I played it many times on this show. But again, as part of this identity crisis that this show had, it never really landed commercially. That's because I think everybody sang it differently. Certainly not quite the way it was intended. Here is Lena Horne singing the end of Act One ballad, although you'd hardly know it in her rendition, Take the Moment.
Take the moment. Let it happen. Hold the feeling for the moment. Oh, the moment will have passed. Oh, moment. Make the moment. Many moments more. Make for us
Well, Do I Hear a Waltz had a difficult time in its out-of-town tryouts and even in its previews on Broadway. The Rodgers and Sondheim really didn't like each other, and a lot of good material and some not-so-good material was cut out of town. Here is Percy Faith in his orchestra on Columbia Records, which also produced the cast album, doing an orchestral version of a song called Here We Are Again, and then we'll hear the song that it replaced, sung by Tony Bennett.
Two, everybody is two by two by two. Everybody is him and her. Everybody is he and she. Everybody is arm in arm, two by two, and cookie makes three. One has none to lose. By myself I can say and do what I choose. But it's funny when all is said and done, one and one make one. Have you heard the news? The world goes on. Twos. None to lose. By myself I can say and do what I choose. But it's funny when all is said and done, one and one make one. Have you heard the news? The world goes on and on and on and on. The world goes on by two.
Well, if you have a little whiplash, that song 2x2 was written by Richard Rodgers, but not for the musical 2x2, for Do I Hear a Waltz? And it was cut, and I think because Tony Bennett and Percy Faith were on Columbia, they recorded almost everything they could get their hands on. Here is the Ralph Sharon Trio, also with Columbia, singing a wonderful jazz interpretation of a beautiful Rodgers tune, Moon in My Window. And we have to remember in 1965 when Do I Hear a Waltz opened, he was the king of pop culture because The Sound of Music had also just opened. Here's a beautiful tune.
Thank you.
Well, we return to our cynical American couples, tourists. Here's a song that was in the original show with slightly more cutting lyrics, cutting, so cutting that Rogers demanded they be cut. He was also the producer, and they weren't heard again for another 10, 15, 12 years. Here is Judy Kuhn and our pal Malcolm Getz to sing We're Gonna Be All Right.
Honey bunch, sad to say, but I have a hunch. Screen romances went out to lunch. That's no reason to pout. Don't look bleak. Happy endings can spring a leak. Ever after can mean 1 week. We're just having a drought. Smile and sweat it out. If we can just hang on, we'll have compatibility. You needn't worry, we're gonna be all right. One day the ache is gone, there's nothing like senility. So what's your hurry? We're gonna be all right. Meanwhile, relax. You take a lover, I'll take a lover. When that's played out, they get the axe. We can retire, sit by the fire, fade out. Build our house upon the rock of my virility. We better scurry, we're gonna be all night. Oh boy, we're gonna be all right.
I was told, just be faithful and never scold. Sounded easy, so I was sold. I've been miserable since. I was taught when a prince and a dragon fought that the dragon was always caught. Now I don't even wince when it eats the prince. I know a perfect pair, their lives are at the pinnacle. But how do we know they're gonna be all right? The bride is slightly square, the groom is slightly cynical. A little vino, they're gonna be all right. She aims to please, she has a baby. Then though they may be having fine times, when there's a crease, she has another. Now she's a mother. 9 times it all went wrong, but where? Details are slightly clinical. She's out in Reno, the kids adored the flight. Hi-ho, they're gonna be all right.
Honey child, bury everything, learn to smile. Happy couples can stay in style just by practicing charm.
All is well, at least as far as their friends can tell. Please ignore the peculiar smell. There's no cause for alarm.
Mildew will do harm.
She once was quite well read. He once was intellectual.
No one's suspicious. They're gonna be all right.
She's nice and sweet and dead. He's tall and ineffectual.
They look delicious. They're gonna be all right.
Who's on the skids? She'll go to night school.
If it's the right school, he'll permit her.
They love their kids. They love their friends too.
Lately he tends to hit her. Sometimes she drinks in bed.
Sometimes he's homosexual.
But why be vicious? They keep it out of sight. Good show. They're gonna be all right. And so we're gonna be all right. Hi-ho, we're gonna be all right.
Very odd, but I hear a waltz. There
there isn't a band, and I don't understand it at all. Oh, I can't hear a waltz. Oh, my Lord, there it goes again. Why is nobody dancing in the street? Can't they hear the beat? Magical, mystical, miracle, can it be? Is it true? Things are impossibly lyrical. Is it me? Is it you? I do hear a waltz. I see you and I hear a waltz. It's what I've been waiting for all my life, to hear a waltz. Don't you hear a waltz? Such lovely blue Danube music, how can you be still? You must hear a waltz. Even strangers are dancing now. An old lady is dancing in her flat, 'cause she's dancing with her cat. Roses are dancing with peonies. Yes, it's true, don't you see? Everything suddenly Viennese. Can't be you, must be me. I want you to share it, 'cause oh my dear, do I hear a waltz? I hear a waltz. I hear a waltz. It's what I've been waiting for all my life, to hear a waltz.
Well, that was Wesla Whitfield, one of my favorite cabaret singers, doing a wonderful arrangement of the title song. Another version heard a little Wait Till You See Her in there and Take Me Out to the Ball Game, very wittily arranged with other three-quarter tunes. Well, we'll come to the end almost of Do I Hear a Waltz? Again, a show that was never really revived. It was done at Encores. It was done at the George Street Playhouse. Probably never will be again. But as we're remembering Stephen Sondheim and always recognizing the genius of Richard Rodgers, I thought it was great to spend time with it. So here is the final number with Elizabeth Allen, who didn't quite capture the character, and Sergio Franchi. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, sir. Wasn't it fun? No reason at all to cry. Let's keep in touch, sir. Now that it's done, you can't say we didn't try. Did it go by so quickly? Thank you so much for something between ridiculous and sublime. Thank you for such a little but lovely time.
Thank you so much, and somehow I trust we'll think of this now and then. Please keep in touch, I wish we were just beginning to meet again.
something between ridiculous and sublime. Thank you for such a little but lovely
Well, I think that phrase captures Do I Hear a Waltz perfectly. It's between the ridiculous and the sublime. It didn't really work, but it gives us some wonderful moments. So we're going to close out with a ballad that I love, recently recorded by Stephen Blyer on NYFOS, N-Y-F-O-S Records, with William Burden. Take the moment, and thank you for joining us. Time all gone to. This is Larry Maslon here at Broadway to Main Street. Let's catch up next Sunday at 3.
There's so much more embracing still to be done, but time is racing. Oh, well, we'll catch up some other time.